thank you for tuning in to this special edition of the Dare to Be Different podcast. Recently, I was invited to be a keynote speaker at a large event in Orlando, Florida, and the response to my talk about finding your why was really overwhelming. Because the feedback was so positive and so many people seemed to struggle with finding their purpose, I wanted to share this talk with you too. I believe that it will inspire and motivate you, and if it does, please share it with someone else who may need to hear it. Enjoy. So several years ago, I was playing backyard football with some of the neighborhood guys. And I was going to make a brilliant tackle. And as I reached out to grab the guy who had the ball, my finger got caught in his collar. And as he pulled away and I pulled back, I heard this sound like somebody had taken a bunch of pencils and snapped them all at the same time. Pain shot up my arm, and my finger turned black almost instantly. And it stopped working. I couldn't close my hand anymore. I went home, my wife and I went to the emergency room, and after test and x-ray after x-ray, late that evening, the doctor came in and said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Altieri, but I can't help you at all. As a matter of fact, I sent all of your scans and x-rays out to all of my colleagues in the Pittsburgh area, and no one has ever seen anything like what has happened to your hand before." See, what had happened is this little tiny bone at the end of my finger had broken in three places. And the tendon that controls your hand when you go like this had actually taken the middle piece and had curled up in my wrist. He's like, "You're going to have to find a specialist." So after a week and a half, took us a week and a half to find one of two specialists that could actually make my hand work again. So my wife and I drove to Columbus, Ohio, which wasn't too far from where we lived at the time. Drove down there for my surgery, and before the surgery, the surgeon sat down with us and said, "Look, this is really important. I do not want you to move your arm or hand for at least a week after the surgery. This is really, really important. Do you understand?" "Yes, I understand." He said, "Listen, you're going to be put in a sling. You cannot take the sling off for at least a week. Do you understand?" "Yes, I understand completely." He goes, "Also, we're going to give you an epidural because the pain, when you come out of the surgery, the pain is going to be so great that we don't want you to feel it just in case your hand would tense up or something like that. So you're going to be completely numb for, you know, up to a day or two after." He said, "Now, you understand, do not take your arm out of the sling." "Yes, I understand." So go through surgery, everything went great. My wife loads me into the car. I'm still kind of groggy, so I slept almost the whole way home. She gets me into the living room, dumps me on the couch, and I'm sitting there, and I'm starting to come out. I'm starting to, like, start to be aware of things. First thing that I was aware of is I had about a 50-pound cast on my arm. It was huge, and it covered up four fingers, and it went all the way up to my elbow. The other thing that I was aware of was that I couldn't feel anything in my thumb. My thumb was the only thing that was out in my hand, and I couldn't feel anything. And it wasn't like I was a little bit numb, or I had like a prickly sensation, like, you know, like your foot fell asleep or something like that. It was completely numb. It was my zombie thumb. So I'm like poking at it, right? Because it was weird. It was just so strange that I couldn't feel it. And then I was like, "Man, my arm is numb too. And my shoulder, like everything is so completely numb." So now, yes, this is me, I'm that guy. I start moving my arm around because it feels so weird, right? I'm still in the sling. But I'm moving my arm around as I'm sitting on the couch. Then I had the bright idea. Again, keep in mind, I've been home for about 40 minutes at this point, right? Take my arm out of the sling, right? Now I'm moving my arm around, and I'm like, "This is so weird. I have a zombie arm. This is so crazy. This is so nuts." And I had this brilliant, brilliant idea. I wanted to see if my arm, because the muscles were so numb, can my arm, those muscles, can I control them even though they're numb and hold my cast up? So I lay back on the couch. I'm like, "Look, I don't want to just like my arm to flop. I'm going to lay back on the couch where it's safe. And I'm going to hold my arm up over my face, 50-pound cast, right? Over my face. And I'm going to see if my arm can hold the weight." So just as I'm doing that, my wife walks into the room. I let go at the same time. This cast comes out, smacks me in the bridge of the nose. My eyes explode with tears. She's screaming, "Oh my God." I jump up off the couch. Now my arm is flinging around like this, like all over the place, because I have no control over it. I don't even know where it's at. Like it was at an angle that was not meant for my arm to be in. And so my wife, of course, you know, she comes over, she grabs my arm, gets it back around, and I left my arm in the sling for the next week. There was no question. First of all, even if I didn't want to, she was going to make me. But the surgeons knew something that I didn't know. So they had an education and expertise and experience that I didn't have. So that our surgeon knew the pitfalls of the actions that I was likely to take and the damage that I could do to myself. He also knew the best way that I could care for my body and heal in the fastest way possible. Surgeons and doctors are so well paid because they've made it their life's work to know the things that most people in the world will never know. And other than some less than intelligent people like me, we listen to them because they know the recipe for the most likely chance of success. Now, over the next few days, you're gonna hear from so many experts in our industry that are gonna impart their wisdom into showing you how to be successful. They know the recipe for success, and you have made an investment of your time and your finances to be here because you know that if you use the techniques and methods that they're going to teach you, you will have the greatest chance of success in your career or business and most likely make lots and lots of money. My hope for you is that you take everything that you learn from these experts and apply it to your jobs or businesses so that you will be armed with the tools to outperform all of your competition. But today, I'm not going to talk to you about how to do anything, because the people that you're going to hear from are going to do a much better job than I possibly can. But what I am going to share with you, and in my experience, is much more important. And if you get this, if you internalize what I'm about to share with you, it will be the first step to you living a truly extraordinary life. During my senior year of high school, I decided to take a college writing class. And one of the assignments was to write our own eulogy. Now, I was always a pretty good writer, but when I sat down to test my creativity and put thoughts onto paper, I became overwhelmed with the words that I was about to write. You see, it quickly became clear that although the assignment was masquerading as write your own eulogy, the true goal was for each of us to actually think about and articulate all of our hopes and our dreams, our aspirations and our ambitions, our passions and our purpose for our lives. At 17 years old, this teacher was trying to get us to figure out what really, really, really mattered most to us. And this exercise changed my life forever. It started me on a path of self-discovery that is the real reason that my company is such a success today. Over the past 8 years, I've taken an idea in my head and created a thriving business from that idea. This journey has been an incredibly painful learning process, and I've made so many mistakes and I've learned so many lessons that I could write books and books on subjects like, how do you function when you don't sleep for 3 years straight? How do you keep investors excited when you run out of money twice? And my favorite, how do you change an industry that is so old-fashioned that your default reaction is to resist innovation? But I'm here to tell you that the most important key to my entire journey is this. I knew my why. I promise you, and this is based on a tremendous amount of experience, the how doesn't matter if your why isn't strong enough or is completely non-existent. Actually, if your why is strong enough, the how becomes much, much easier. Your why is the destination. The how is the roadmap that gets you there. Here's a little secret that I've learned throughout my life. No one is going to make me do the things that I don't want to do so that I can be everything that I am supposed to be. No one is coming to push me No one is coming to force me to work longer and harder than any of my competition. No one is going to pick me up when I fail and make me use those hard, expensive lessons as stepping stones to the next success instead of an excuse to give up. I have to find that within myself every single day. Ask yourself this. When you wake up in the morning, what drives you? Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you exist? What is your why? If you want to live a life of success, happiness, and fulfillment, you must find your passion, your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what inspires you, what drives you, then what reason do you have to improve your life? Well, let's take the next few minutes and we're going to take a look at a couple questions that might help you start your journey of discovering your why. Question number one, what can you do to make other people's lives better? The feeling of making a difference in the world or in someone else's life is ultimately the most important thing for your own joy and fulfillment. This doesn't have to be incredibly altruistic. Maybe you simply want to improve the lives of your family, your neighbors, or your local community. But finding a way that your why improves the world, even in the smallest way, will help you live your life with passion. I can't stress enough how important it is to connect your life to a greater good, a greater cause than simply waking up and doing life like everyone else. In a recent research experiment, college students they reported on their happiness and their sense of autonomy, competence, and connection to others. This is what researchers considered basic psychological needs for well-being. Then they were randomly asked to do something to either make themselves happier, make somebody else happier, or to simply socialize. Every day, after doing these randomized tasks, participants reported what they did, then they filled out their happiness and needs questionnaire again. Those who had done something to make another person feel better overwhelmingly reported to being much happier themselves than participants in the other groups. This is only one of tens of thousands of studies that tell exactly the same thing. If you want to have a successful life, a happy life, find a way to make your why about more than just yourself. Question number two. What are the activities that you have done in the past that have made you forget about the passage of time? You've probably heard people say, time flies when you're having fun. Moments like this are what psychiatrists and psychologists call the flow, and what spiritual people associate with connecting with God or the divine. Whatever the case is for you, these activities that bend your perception of time they're where your passions are. What is it that energizes you, not drains you? I can't count the times that my wife would bring dinner out to me in the garage during those years when I was working on the first flex screen prototypes, or how many times my kids came out to kiss me goodnight because I stayed out there for hours and hours and hours after bedtime. I would get tunnel vision during those times, and the clock simply disappeared. And I absolutely loved it. Losing track of time is the most sincere and passionate proclamation of happiness. It's a time where you're consumed by something that you want to be consumed by. Now, please understand, I'm not saying that you should quit your job or shut down your business because they don't do this for you. But what I am saying is that finding what puts you into the flow will be a key element of you understanding your personal why. Next question. What are the things that you are willing to do even if you look like a fool. Do you know how many great ideas, great businesses, great causes are stopped before they can even get started? Because we, as a society, are so afraid of what other people think. People avoid embarrassment for obvious reasons. But if you avoid doing anything that has a potential to embarrass you, then you won't end up doing anything that's meaningful. Feeling foolish comes with the territory when you're on the path to achieve something important or significant. The more intimidated you are by a major life decision, the more you probably need to be doing it. When I was invited to appear on Shark Tank, I had to have a very open and honest conversation with my partners and my family. I also had to do a tremendous amount of introspection. Every person that goes on that show has to face the very real chance that they might crash and burn in front of millions and millions of people, no matter how well prepared they are. Shark Tank is a TV show. And if you've ever watched it, you understand that the entrepreneurs getting embarrassed, doing terribly and getting embarrassed, is just as good and sometimes better for ratings than someone actually getting a deal. I marathoned a lot of seasons of the show when I was preparing for my taping, and the most memorable segment that I saw was a door lock that came up from the floor and was supposed to be infinitely stronger than standard door locks. During the demonstration, one of the partners was supposed to easily kick in a door that had a regular lock. However, because of some problem with the setup of the display, he couldn't do it. He was kicking and kicking and kicking, and actually, it's just probably easier to show you the video. Check this out.
While it may feel secure, when you lock it, an experienced intruder can get in about 5 kicks. Alex, show them how easy this is. Come on, Alex, kick it hard. Come on, Alex.
Alex.
Come on, Alex. Alex, kick it.
How much you sell the deadlocks for?
Come on. Looks like we don't need to buy this product.
Oh! Oh.
And actually, a break-in occurs every 18 seconds in the United States.
The doorknob's about to fall.
Yeah! That's persistent.
Are you okay?
This isn't going well.
I'm not going to lie. I was mortified when I saw this. And my daughter, who was sitting next to me while I was watching the episode, turned to me and said, "Are you sure you want to do this?" I'm not sure if she was more concerned for me or for her own reputation. And I have to say that I had many moments where the thoughts of the sharks and the rest of the world laughing at me haunted me and made me break out into a sweat. But because I knew my why, and it was so strong within me, it didn't take long to make the decision to go on the show, even if I was going to get laughed at and humiliated. That decision has now made FlexScreen a household name. It got us a huge deal that will put FlexScreen displays in big box retailers all across the country, and it has propelled our brand years and years ahead of where we could have been on our own. What are you willing to do, no matter what anyone else thinks? Next question. What would you be doing if you learned that you only had a year left to live? Most people don't like thinking about death, but death forces us to focus on truly important things. Knowing this often leads you to realize what your why is and allows you to let go of things that are trivial or distracting. The irony is that death may be the only thing that can give us a clear perspective of the value of life. Just ask yourself, how do you want people to remember you? Much like the eulogy assignment that I mentioned, this question is one that I come back to on a regular basis, especially when I get overwhelmed with the day-to-day craziness that my life has become while trying to lead a company that is growing as fast as FlexScreen is. I have to constantly remind myself that this life is finite. I even have the phrase, "this will not last," tattooed on my wrist to keep that fact in front of me all the time. Taking this fact seriously and facing our own mortality can be the fastest way to identify our purpose and our passions. Here's the crazy part of all of this. It's been scientifically proven that having a sense of purpose actually prolongs your life. The University of Rochester Medical Center conducted a 14-year study of thousands and thousands of people. During that study, during that 14 years, 9% of the people in that study died. Do you know what they all had in common? They all had reported the lowest perceived purpose in their lives. Conversely, the people who reported the highest purpose of their lives, they were the healthiest and best adjusted through those 14 years. If you want to live longer, find something to live for. Last question. If you were given the chance to do something that you love and not worry about a paycheck, what would it be? What would you do with all of your free time if money was not an issue? Think about this. If you're not motivated by money, the only other thing that you can be motivated by is time. And how you spend your time would certainly be on something that you love. My wife and I play this little game a lot where we dream about what our lives might look like in the future. What happens if somebody buys our company? Or what happens if we get to the point where I don't have to work in the business anymore? Do you know what I found during these conversations? I'm not a retirement guy. I truly love working with people. I love mentoring the young people that are part of my team. I love speaking at events like this. And I love the challenges and personal development that's associated with growing something bigger than my own abilities will allow. This realization has been absolutely eye-opening for me. It's helped me to ignore the whys that I thought that I should have. Of course, I want our company to grow, and I want to make lots of money for my family and my partners, but not because I want nicer things or because I want to sit on the beach for the rest of my life. I want the success of FlexScreen to allow me to have the freedom to pursue my passions. My business serves my why. Does your career or business serve you? Or have you become a slave to the things that you think are important? The reason that so many lottery winners are broke within a few years isn't because they don't know how to handle money. It's that they don't have a why or a passion that could fill the time that was normally occupied with making a living. So their new job becomes spending all of that money as fast and wastefully as they possibly can. All of the opportunity that comes with that sudden windfall goes down the drain because they don't have a purpose in life that would have stopped them from wasting it all on temporary, unimportant things. Do you think that you would have do better? If you haven't defined your why, you might actually have a lot more trouble than you think. Now, I know that these are big questions that might take you weeks or even months to answer. I can tell you that it wasn't easy for me, but once you wrestle with these questions for a while, you need to commit the time and energy to write down your why. Carry it with you everywhere. Put it on a post-it note on your bathroom mirror. Look at it over and over again every single day. Feel it deep. And I promise you, and promise yourself, every day that you're going to live your purpose with zero excuses. So here's a screenshot of the home screen of my phone. It says, "My purpose is to use all of my gifts and life experiences to serve and inspire others to live their best life. This is my purpose. And it took me a long time to get it defined in a way that speaks to me. But now that I have it, every one of my decisions has to pass through the filter of my why. And if they don't align, they're out. Do you know what it takes to be great? Knowing your why. Do you know what will make you go the extra mile? Internalizing your purpose. I guarantee that sometimes you're going to get tired, and there's times that you're going to want to quit. But if you have a why, it will give you the extra strength that you need to keep going. It will give you the willpower to stand up and put one foot in front of the other when you don't even think that you have the energy to get out of bed in the morning. Your why will give you the courage to do the things that you are meant to do. Can I tell you guys a short behind-the-scenes story from when I filmed my Shark Tank segment? Is that all right? So Shark Tank, some of you guys nodded, so I'm going to say yes. Okay. Shark Tank is filmed in a huge sound studio, pretty much an enormous warehouse that has a set with that long hallway that you have to walk down. And the area where the sharks sit and the entrepreneurs do their pitches, it has all of the lighting, and it has the cameras, and it has the personnel, and the control room. All of this is in one huge room. And it also has this little tiny curtained off area where the entrepreneurs that are on deck sit. And they are waiting for the people in front of them to be done. So while you're sitting there, the sound guys they're making sure that your microphone's working, and the makeup team is doing some finishing touches on your appearance, and the producers are giving you some last minute instructions. The absolutely insane part of this for me was that you can hear everything that is going on with the people that are in front of you. You can hear their pitch, and you can hear the shark's comments, and you can hear the shark's questions. And when I say the people in front of me did badly, this is one of the greatest understatements that I will ever make in my entire life. They got destroyed, absolutely destroyed. Mr. Wonderful was telling them that they shouldn't be embarrassed with how poorly they prepared and their lack of understanding of basic business concepts. He also said that they should pray that their segment never gets aired because they probably ruined their company by coming on the show. Yeah. Mark Cuban told them that he invested in a company that owned patents on some of the technology that they were using, and that they should expect to hear from their lawyer, from his lawyers. The sharks were out in record time. It was terrible. And I honestly felt like I was going to throw up. All I could think about that I was going to be walking out there in just a few minutes. The terror must have shown on my face because the producing team started saying things like, "Don't worry, that isn't going to happen to you," or "You're going to do a great job." But I have to be honest, my confidence wavered a little bit, and I didn't believe a single word that they said. Now, just so you guys know, at that time, I could have quit. Like, I didn't have to go out there and present. I could have walked out at any time. I wanted to quit. I wanted to leave. My anxiety was at an all-time high, and I literally have never been more nervous and scared and ready to pass out in my entire life. But my why was stronger than all of that. I'm living proof that your why will give you the courage that you never knew you had and take you places that you never thought that you could go. One last thing that I want to leave you with, and if you get nothing else from the time that I spent here today, please grab onto this fact. And I hope, I really do, I hope that it haunts your thoughts to the point where you can't sleep at night. Your purpose in life is to live a life of purpose. So I implore you, I'm begging you, find your why and start living the life that you were meant to live. Thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. If you're motivated by Joe's message, we would love to hear from you. Please drop us a note on our social media or at info@flexscreen.com. And of course, if you know someone who needs to hear this, please share it with them. You never know whose life might be changed when they find out their why.